Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
On a new 4D in the MC, we'll take a hard look at the surging Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by Baker Mayfield. While the Bucs are hobbled with injuries just like the Lions, they have managed to rise to the top of the NFC. That is unless Detroit can knock them off on Monday night. We'll hear from Dan Campbell, who continues to sound upbeat about Aleem McNeil, but what about Taylor Decker? The show ends with a Thursday Night Football preview, a matchup of dinosaurs. All of that and more starts right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
As I said there in the open, we'll talk about Rodgers and Flacco at the end of the show. I'm just trying to imagine what it would be like at their age to recover from a football game, like an NFL football game. Why? Because I am their age. Joe's 40, Aaron's 41. I'm 40. I mean, it can take me 2 full days to recover from a hangover. I can't imagine the day after an NFL football game how I would feel. But I'll tell you what, though, I saw this thing about Sober October. Come on, man. Quit trying to take my booze away. Dry January, Sober October. No. We'll go behind enemy lines with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the NFC frontrunners. And of course, like I said, we'll talk Thursday Night Football at the very end, but let's start with going inside the headset. Dan Campbell addressing the assembled media today. And, you know, Dan does the thing that you're supposed to do in the press conference, right, is you praise your opponent. He does that every time. And that's how it began today, right, talking about Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield and how great both of them were. And he went on.
They got guys they can throw to here. They can run the ball. Good offensive line. Defensive. You got to be ready for it all, you know. Levante David's been doing a long time. You know, he's a takeaway machine. You know, and in the front, Vita Vea, obviously, Winfield. I mean, we can keep going. They got a lot of good players over there, and they play good football. So we're looking forward to this challenge.
Dan said they have dudes that Baker can throw it to. Do they? We'll talk about this more later, but the Tampa wide receiver core is almost as decimated as the Detroit secondary. As for the Bucs defense, Dan is certainly right. They will throw everything they have at you from the very first play to the last, and they won't stop. It is very frustrating for opponents. When I followed and lightly covered the Cardinals, he was their defensive coordinator, and he makes life difficult. He's a great defensive coach. And we talk about the Lions' injuries, and those injuries have forced them to blitz less frequently and play more zone coverage. And certainly it's a matchup thing, but it's not really their style.
Well, I think we've adjusted well. I mean, you do what you got to do per opponent and where you're at, too. So, you know, we felt like going into the last two games where we were at, that was the right thing to do for the most part. But there again, every game's different, you know, and you always assess and decide how you're going to play that game. And just because it's been that way a tick more doesn't mean it's staying that way.
I know the Lions have an identity. We've talked about it a bunch. They are who they are, and that's what makes them great. And you have to stick to that. But there's a breaking point. If my identity was bird watching and I went blind, I'd find another identity. You know what I mean? The Lions haven't had the facilities to play defense exactly how they want to. Now, with Lee McNeil back, could more quarterback pressure be on the way? Hopefully. Speaking of Mac, let's hear more about him.
Mac brings a lot to us. You know, I feel like he's going to bring a lot in the pass game because he's a guy we believe can win one-on-ones, you know, in the pass game, but also all that he can do in the run game. I mean, he's stout. He's aggressive, man. He's powerful. So I just think he's another player that can elevate those around him, you know, and that's a good thing when you start talking about, well, who are the players around him? I think he helps Hutch just like Hutch will help him. I think he helps Muhammad. I think he helps Reader. I think he helps all of them and the backers behind him. So it's good for us to get him back.
I've been called stout before, but it was never a compliment. I mean, certainly the defense could use a lift right now, and they're going to get one. McNeil's not a fix-all. Nobody's claiming that he is. But as Dan said, he makes the team as a whole better, and he makes those around him better individually. And that is exactly what Detroit needs right now. An infusion of hope, a burst. I'm not saying that hope is lost, but the defense has to feel a little down at the moment. You're missing a bunch of guys. You got kicked around a little bit by Kansas City on national television. That's not fun. I'm not worried about the defense when it comes to mentality. I'm worried literally about bodies. Our friend Justin Rogers asked MCDC if it's hard to prepare for a team with so many injuries. You know, you don't really know what you're going to get because you don't know what their personnel is going to look like.
Shoot, man, just look at the San Francisco game, man. They kind of ran their system, and Baker found the open receiver. And, you know, if he wasn't there, he progressed. He's playing good football, and those receivers are doing what they're asked to do. You know, it's a pretty detailed, disciplined group, man. They're where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there, and then the rest is up to Baker. So that can make it easier sometimes just from the quarterback position and offensively just to, man, work right through the progression, and you got to do your job. And so, you know, they really haven't missed a beat, you know. Now, certainly you get a guy like Evans back, he's a massive weapon, you know, and they could get him back. We'll find out. But there again, it's always going to be that fine balance between, all right, you play a ton of zone, well, then, you know, they pick you apart, you know, and they bleed you out. But then if you play too much man-to-man, are you setting yourself up for explosives or something happens here? So, you know, Shep's always going to balance that, and we assess, but we'll have a good plan for these guys going in.
Look, this team goes as Baker goes, and that goes without saying. Dan said it. He looks for the open receiver, and if he can't find said open receiver, he goes through the progression. And then if there's nobody left, he progresses himself. He only has one interception. outstanding. Detroit's going to have to make significant disruptions to Baker Mayfield's process. And it cannot start on the second defensive drive. It has to start immediately. Baker's not infallible. I've got a huge crush on him at the moment. I can't stop talking about him. He's just so much fun to watch. But he's beatable. The Lions are great disruptors. Now, they're missing some of those guys, and some of the guys that they have are banged up defensively. Like, if Kirby Joseph does play, what do you get out of him? Is it 75 or is it 60%? I don't know. You know, and as Detroit looks for that secondary help, they may be turning to 9-year vet Kendall Fuller a little bit.
Well, he's another one. This will be our first day with him at practice. And we know what he's been able to do in this league. He's a veteran. He's a veteran player that has. He's played a lot of football. You know, so he's got some banked reps on him, and we'll get eyes on him and see what he looks like. You know, is there a potential to take him? I can't answer that right now, but at least it gives us another veteran guy we can look at.
I'd be pretty surprised if they didn't take him. I only say that because he's played over 100 NFL games. I know it's not great that his first practice is on a Thursday before a Monday game. But if anybody can step in on a short week, it's a guy like that. He was waived after a concussion-riddled 2024. Maybe the Lions can find a bit of a spark with him. They're going to need help. They need bodies. I mean, maybe part of the thing with a guy like him is, you know, you say, well, we'll see what we have with him. I guess you have to see how his work now matches up with his tape, because you can watch all kinds of tape on a guy like this. He's been around forever. We'll see. How are we doing on the Taylor Decker front?
I think if we can get him going a little bit tomorrow, you know, see if we can do that, we'll do that. He's feeling better, but we'll see. I don't see him practicing today, though.
He did practice today, at least in the open media session, the part that you can watch. It's the very beginning of practice. I don't know what happened after that. I'm recording before that comes out, but this is good. The other piece of good news is that Dan Skipper balled his ass off against Kansas City. You always want a guy like Taylor Decker in the lineup. If you can have him, no question. But the urgency has lessened a little bit because of the way Dan Skipper played last week, I think. Now, are you going to get that every week out of Dan Skipper? I don't know. Is he fragile? Probably. But I was very encouraged by the play of Dan Skipper last week. I was. One more from Dan Campbell. You know, I'm always amazed at how good athletes are at compartmentalizing things.
When you're in this business and it's such a long season, and to not get caught up in the immediate moment and just take it for what it is and try to be as consistent as you can every day, I'd like to believe that's what they've drawn is, man, it's a new day, fix what needs to be fixed. And, you know, nothing's as bad as it seems to be. Nothing's as good as it seems to be. And just take it for what it is. I think that, hopefully, is what they draw from me, consistency.
My dad's always had this one-word piece of advice for me, maintain. And I am, now and then, an ultra spaz. So I used to hear it a lot. I still hear it a lot. In fact, I heard it so much, it is now tattooed on my chest. I'm not kidding. Never too high, never too low. The crash from the high can be as devastating as the fallout from the low. You have to manage your emotions. I'm always amazed at how upbeat he is sometimes, you know, after tough losses or whatever. And, you know, these guys give themselves 24 hours to celebrate, be mad, whatever. And then they literally blank it out and move forward. They take what they can learn and leave the rest behind. Got to find yourself a way to keep yourself on an even keel. I mean, even with my tattoo, I still suck at it. So don't look at me. Sorry, Dad. Let's go behind enemy lines. Baker and the Bucks, the NFC-leading Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Monday Night Football primetime in Detroit. And we'll get more into this tomorrow, but this game is oddly suiting matchup-wise for the Detroit Lions. And I say that because the Bucks are riddled with injuries, and a lot of them are on the offensive side of things. I mean, they're down at least one wideout in Godwin, and maybe two others. Mike Evans returned to practice today, but there's no guarantee he'll play. And now Emeka Egbuka, the rookie phenom, is hurt too. So we don't know if either one of those guys will play. And in the run game, they'll likely miss Bucky Irving as well. And they're down Kalijah Kancey, their star defensive tackle. The injury bug may even out for these teams. We'll see if it does. And that's one of the wild things about Baker and how well he's been playing. He keeps losing people to catch the ball, but they keep winning. I mean, if the season ended now, MVP. For me, I mean, maybe it's Stafford, which is wild. I mean, he leads the league. Stafford does, I think, in yards and touchdowns. But, I mean, Baker, 12 touchdowns, one pick. And you've seen it over and over if you watch the games or the highlights. He can't be stopped. Look at the way he kept that game going against the Niners. Just running all over the place. They couldn't catch him. His confidence has to be at an all-time high. And this guy plays with supreme confidence to begin with. He is a dangerous, dangerous man right now. And you saw it last week. The Chiefs used a lot of short passes to burn the Lions. They didn't go over the top very often. And that happens to be one of the areas where Tampa is really successful. Just like Kansas City was, Tampa will try to be. Regardless of who plays or doesn't for the Bucs, the Lions are going to have to be much better. Too many missed tackles last week. The Bucs are great with yards after the catch. Though, again, you're missing all these giant pieces of your offense that could change. The Lions have shown a vast improvement against the running quarterback. Can dudes like Hutch and Kwan get home? How much does Aleem McNeil help? The longer Baker can move around back there, not only is he liable to take off, but if given enough time, he'll find the open dude. His timing has been unreal. The Lions have to be supremely disruptive. Todd Bowles loves to blitz. He loves it more than life itself sometimes. The Lions are good against the blitz because Goff in the run game, but the Bucs are really good against the run. Top five rush defense thanks to dudes like Vita Vea. But despite having talent defensively in the backfield, they are susceptible to the pass. The Bucs are. The Lions offense is so dynamic. Can the Bucs handle it all at once? I think not. This game could go shootout really quickly. You know, you look at the Bucs record, they've only lost once, and that's surprising, if not only because they are awful in the red zone on both sides of the ball. That is a killer area to be weak, especially on both sides. The Bucs are only scoring touchdowns in the red zone about 53% of the time, and defensively, they're allowing a red zone touchdown 69% of the time. That's awful. In this game, you're going to need points in buckets. There's no question about it. And that could provide a major roadblock for the Bucs if they can't get work done in the red zone. The Bucs are a great team, and Todd Bowles is a good head coach. You know what sucks? This game would be dazzling if everybody was healthy. Weapons everywhere. The game should still be competitive. There are still talented players on both sides, and you know nobody really has the injury advantage, at least not that we can tell in the moment. We'll see on Monday. I expect a bunch of points from the Bucs, and I think they'll make me very nervous all night. And maybe possibly very angry at the end. Maybe. When we come back, we'll talk Thursday night football here on Fourth Down in the Motor City. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. A little Thursday night football this week coming to you down south on I-75. Pittsburgh, a 3.5-point favorite at Cincinnati. The quarterbacks in this game are a combined 81 years old. This is the third ever regular season game between two 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks. The first two, the same two quarterbacks, Brady and Breeze. Who else? I'll tell you, man, if Aaron can get the Steelers to 5-1, I just didn't see that coming. I didn't. He's been so quick with his release, like fastest he's been in 10 seasons quick. That's insane. He's old, really old, but he's like found this like Benjamin Button thing. And he's old. He's too old to get hit. He'll be killed. And, you know, to make matters worse, Cincinnati might be without Trey Hendrickson, which, I mean, being without Joe Burrow is crippling them. Anything else you lose from here on out is going to be ultra devastating, even if it's only for a game. Because at this point, you know, you're running out of games to lose, you know? I mean, if he doesn't play, that'll make containing Mr. Discount Double Check vastly more difficult. And, you know, guys like Joe Flacco are only the answer if you are in deep trouble, which is true for Cincinnati. They, when he showed up, deep trouble. Still, deep trouble. As we discussed, he's only a minor upgrade, but he's far better at finding Cincy's dominant receivers. That has to happen. It's the only way they can win or even have a chance at winning. But don't forget, Pittsburgh added Jalen Ramsey, so put him with Joey Porter Jr., that's a tough pass defense right there. And you know, this is an oddly big game. The Steelers can move to a commanding 5-1 with a win. And right now, the rest of the division only has four combined wins. So as the Steelers sit right now, they have more wins than the division combined below them. Dominance if they win again. And if the Bengals can pull the upset at home, they'll keep whatever sliver of playoff hope that remains alive. They can get to 3-4 here and all of a sudden things are bad and they may remain bad, but they're not over. Every NFL game is important. I say it every week and it's true. Some games are worth more than others, certainly. This is a divisional game. It's worth everything. I am so pissed at how well Rodgers is playing. I just cannot stand him. I'm taking the Steelers again. I think you'd have to be insane not to at this point. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. That includes the free Odyssey app. And if you have not done so yet, please drop us a rating and a review. Thank you. We're back in your feed tomorrow with our Lions-Bucks preview. It's going to be a massive Monday Night Football contest. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.